Is this really a ton? What would that make it?
We're 7,000 feet.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know
big
that.
Time. Huh. So how can we go up to Denver? But you hear that all the time. And you know, they all say, we're going up to Denver. No, you're not. You're going down to Denver if you're going to Denver.
Well, I guess everybody must be in agreement that you're going down to Trinidad or Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Because it's down each way.
Yeah. But when they say they're going up to Denver, how do they figure they're going up to Denver?
I guess because it's north. That's why. But I'm with you. I'm like, you're going down to Denver.
Well, I just, you know, this is a San Luis Valley pet peeve, okay?
If you're going to go a short distance, do you have a way of saying that? I'm going a short distance. Is there another way of saying that?
I don't know. I've heard a lot of people say we're going to hop, skip, and a jump, but I don't know what that means.
Okay. What about a long distance? If you're going to go a long distance.
If I'm going a long distance, I can bank a guy, call it a vacation, but I don't know what other people do, okay? So what are you referring to? Give me your answer. That
I guess for short distance, some people might say I'm going a little ways.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah. I'm going ways across town, yeah.
Okay. And for a long distance, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, I don't know what I'm going quite a ways, I guess.
Quite a ways.
Some people might use a piece. I'm going a piece or a short
piece. A far piece. Oh, I heard that.
A far piece?
Uh-huh. A far piece.
Okay. Or a,
We're going on a trip next week, but it's going to be a far piece.
Yeah?
And I always wondered, where the heck that comes from?
Okay. Not sure myself. If something is hard to find, water, say, what is a way you could say that? If something is sort of the opposite of plentiful or abundant, would be what? Do you have a
scarce.
Okay. Do you have a railroad station in town, or did you?
We used to have, we used to have passenger trains in here. We still have the railroad station, but it is now converted over to the Social Services Department, and, you know, basically more like a, well, it's office buildings now, but it's retained because of its historical business.
Does it have a name? Like what it used to be called when it was a railroad station? Did it have a name?
I suppose it was probably called the Alamosa Depot. I don't know. They still do work through the trains across the road. I mean, they've used the main depot, but across the road it's where they dispatch the trains and so forth. They still do operate the trains out of here.
Okay.
Freight trains.
I want to show you one thing. Let's say we're in the town or something, and I'm on one corner and you're on the other. What would that be called?
Opposite.
Okay. Could you call it catty corner?
Yeah, catty corner. Okay. I've heard catty corner all my life.
Okay. And if something is moving in this fashion, what is it doing?
Zigzagging.
Okay. And if what is something you typically say when you're parting? You're going one way, another person.
Goodbye.
Okay. Is that what you usually say? Goodbye.
Goodbye or see ya.
Okay.
See, when Barbara left, she said, I'll see ya.
Yeah. That's what people do.